Well, you're right. It is a very sad day and clearly one that we'd rather not be making. But today we have announced the proposed closure of our Penstanton dairy, as you say, affecting up to 250 people here. The reasons for it is we have to ensure that we're investing for the long-term future of our dairies business. And we have invested heavily in the rest of our network, about £75 million over the last couple of years. And this is possible for us, should this announcement become reality, transfer the volume to those other dairies.
Does this mean now that the company's business will be concentrated on a very small number of high-tech sites?
Well, we have three other dairies that modern, well-invested dairies that pack milk into plastic bottles. And yes, we have another dairy in the west of London called Hanworth, where glass production is done for our doorstep business.
And will that be able, and will those sites be able to cover the whole of the country?
Yes, they will. We don't serve the entire country. We serve up to just north of the Midlands. We don't serve in Scotland or above. And yes, they're well spread. There's a factory in Derbyshire, one in Gloucestershire, one to the west of London and one to the east of London.
Was the decision to close the Penstanton site because it's quite old and would need upgrading?
No, it is true. It would need investment, significant investment, to continue for a long term. But no, it is more about geographical coverage and the fact that we've heavily invested recently in larger, more modern dairies.
Now, obviously, people are most familiar with milk in the bottles being delivered to their doorsteps. Now, we all appreciate that the numbers of people who have doorstep deliveries have dropped appreciably over the last few years. Will anything that happens at Penstanton affect doorstep deliveries in this part of the world?
No, it won't. At Penstanton here, we pack milk into plastic bottles. The glass bottle production will all transfer to Hanworth and will continue to serve our doorstep customers. And of course, we've through our Milk and More service, people can order online and that service is unaffected, and we continue to serve about 1 million people at their homes.
But of course, as I said, whilst that would be what people are most familiar with, you also supply the other outlets, which to some extent have hit the doorstep deliveries hard, and that's the supermarkets, isn't it? So what's your business like with them?
Well, we have a broad base. We serve most of the major retailers with milk. You're right, over time, obviously, supermarkets have grown and more people have bought their milk from supermarkets. But as I say, we still serve 1 million people at their homes, and we'll continue to do so.
A lot of people who live in the Penstanton area work at the site. What have you been telling them this morning? Because it will affect the village and it will affect so many local people.
Well, that's right, and it is a very sad day, and as I say, we don't take these decisions lightly. So from early this morning, I've been talking, and as have the rest of the management team here, to all the employees if they've arrived. And of course, we'll be going through a consultation process for 90 days with them. And we will do all we can to find alternative work outside or within Dairy Crest, if we possibly can.
You've mentioned where your sites are now. If somebody lives in Penstanton, has a family in Penstanton, they're hardly likely to be able to go to one of your other sites, are they, really?
No, I appreciate that. We do have some depots around the area as well, though. But I appreciate for the vast majority, we'll be trying to help them find alternative work, whether we can help with training or with or how they could go about finding new roles.
Is communication with the Penstanton site a problem? I mean, you know, we all know the problems with the A14, for instance. Did that play any part in your decisions, the fact that, you know, drivers can spend hours on the road going nowhere?
Not so much the road network. You know, also, I must remind you, it's at the moment it's just a proposal. However, Penstanton is to the east of the country. It's fair to say most of the milk in the country is to the west, so it is slightly disadvantaged there. And the rest of the factories are sort of more centrally located.
You said you just reminded me that, you know, this is not a hard and fast decision yet. Where are we in the process?
Well, we're just starting today. We'll start consultation in the next week or so. That will last for 90 days. And should the decision go through, we would be likely to close the dairy towards the end of 2012.